Okay, so let's pick up from the Mishnah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the very beginning of the second parak. The Mishnah says, "Ein ma'amidin behem b'pun dekos shel ov dekochavim." You're not allowed to keep your animal in like a pundik, like a sort of an inn, some sort of lodging place that was owned by goyim. So you're not allowed to keep your animal by the inn of a ov dekochavim. Mevnei shechashudin al harevia, because we are suspicious of the Gayim, that they will use the animal for Raviyah, for bestiality. Now, wait a second, what's the issue with that then? What's the problem from your perspective? And the answer is that you are going to be resulting in them doing an Isser, because we know that B'nai Noach are Chayiv in Gil Arayis, and part of Arayis is that they're not allowed to engage in bestiality. So, fine. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Second halacha, v'lo tisyachir isha imahen, a woman is not allowed to be alone together with them, mivnei shechashudin al ha'arayis, because they are suspect for arayis. We're nervous that they are going to do an act of znus with her. V'lo yisyachid adam imahen, and a regular person, meaning not a woman, even a man, is not allowed to be alone together with goyim, mivnei shechashudin al shvichas adamim, because we are suspicious that they might commit murder. Okay, so there are three halachas in this Mishnah. The first halacha, that you're not allowed to keep your animal alone with Gaim, because they might use it for Raviyah. Second is that a woman shouldn't be alone together with them, because they're chashad an arayis. And third, a man, may not be alone together with them, because we're nervous that they might commit murder. And we'll have to talk about whether, let's say for a woman, why there is no issue of shvichas damim over here. Maybe they're supposed to be concerned. Maybe they're not mutually exclusive. We'll see what the Gemara talks about that. Okay, so says the Gemara, Vermini. So here we have a stira that, and this stira is really going to carry us over for the next, daf and a half or so, when we try to resolve this issue. Daf and a half, two daf or so. So the Mishnah says, so the Gemara says as follows. We have the following contradiction, because if you take a look on the Tosefta in the second parak of Avodah Zarah, what does the Tosefta say? It says, Lochin mehen behema lekarbon. You are allowed to buy an animal from Gaim to use as a carbon. Ve'in choshishin lo mishum roveya, v'lo mishum nirva, v'lo mishum moksa, v'lo mishum ne'evad. We know that an animal that you're going to be using as a carbon cannot be an animal that is roveya or nirva, that was engaged in bestiality, either as the active party or as the passive party in the act. And v'lo mishum moksa also. We know that a carbon cannot be an animal that was moksa, like from a lashon of to be designated, that was set aside to be used for avodah zarah, or if it was nevad, or if the animal itself was worshipped as avodah zarah. So the question is, what about when I go to the store and I want to buy an animal to use as a carbon? Can I buy an animal from a guy? Do I have to be nervous that the guy used this animal for any one of these things? Do we have to be nervous that the animal was used for Raviyah? Do we have to be concerned that the animal might have been designated for avodah zarah, or that it itself was worshipped as avodah zarah? So the Tosefta says, no, there's no concern. You're allowed to buy animals from Gaim to be used as a carbon. Bishlama, so says the Gemara now, Bishlama muksa v'nevad. It's all good. I can understand why it is that muksa and nevad, an animal that was designated for avodah zarah, or an animal that was worshipped as avodah zarah, I can understand why you're allowed to buy those things from Gaim. Why? Because im isa de'ikti, because if it were true, if it was in fact that the guy designated this animal as avodah zarah, the im isa de'pachei, or if it was true that the guy worshipped this animal, lo have a mazulah, he wouldn't be selling that to you now, right? Because this animal is very precious to the guy. He has devoted it to use for avodah zarah, or he has used it for avodah zarah. So there's no way he's selling it to you. But so I can understand that if he is selling an animal to you, you don't have to be concerned that this is an animal that was worshipped or that was designated for worship. But ela roveya v'nirba leichosh. But for roveya v'nirba, for the concern about bestiality, that the animal had been used for raviyah, so then there should be concern. Why is it that we're not concerned? So that's what the steer is, right? In our Mishnah, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to keep your animal alone together with Gaim, right? You can't entrust it with them. You can't keep it in their inns, because we're nervous that they're going to use it for raviyah. But on the other end, the Tosefta says that you're allowed to buy an animal from them to be used as a carbon, because there's no concern that he used it for Raviyah. Why not? I thought we're concerned that when animals are together with Gaim, the guy will use it for bestiality. So, Amrav Tachlifa Amrav Shila Baravina Mishmei de Rav. So Rav Tachlifa quoted from Rav Shila, who quotes from Rav, the following answer to resolve this stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. What does he say? Why do you not have to be nervous that a guy will have used the animal that you want to buy from him now? Why don't you have to be concerned that he will have used it for revia? The answer is because it's his own animal. And a guy will not use his own animal for revia. He is chasal b'hemto, he is merciful, so to speak. He has pity on his animal, shalot ha'akir, because he doesn't want it to become neutered. We know that if a person uses the animal for revia, the animal becomes neutered, and he will not want to do that to his animal. He wants his animal to be able to have children. So now wait a second. So the Gemara says, okay, hatenach nekevas. That's very good. I can understand why it is that you're allowed to buy an animal that's a nekeva, that's a female animal, from a guy to be used as a carbon, because if it's a female animal that will become neutered if the guy used it for revia. But zecharim ma'ikal meimar. But for male animals, why? What could you possibly say? How is it possible that you're allowed to buy a male animal from a guy to be used as a carbon? There's no mitigating factor of the ikar, right? Before you were able to say that for a female, he's not going to use it for revia because it'll neuter the animal if he uses it for revia. But for a zachar, you don't have such a svara. So how could it be now? And in this braisa, by the way, this tosefta, it says you're allowed to buy any animal. And how do I know? What would be the issue with using an animal for revia or for nirba? So that's because the pasuk tells us. If you look in the pasuk in Vayikra, the opening pasuk in Vayikra, actually, when it says mina behem in the pasuk, when it says mina bakar and mina ton, so we learn from those words, when it says mina behem, it's from animals. You have to bring a carbon from animals. It sounds like there are some animals out there that you're allowed to use and some that you're not. But what kind of behemoth, what kind of domesticated animal are you not allowed to use? And what we say is, what we learn out in the Gemara Bava Kama is that teaches us that you're not allowed to use a rovea or a nirba as a carbon. And that, now what's that context over there? The context of those psukim is carbon ola. And therefore we know that a carbon ola, you never bring a carbon ola from a nekeva, you bring a carbon ola from a zachar. So we know that definitely, when we say that there's an issue to bring a roveya or a nirba as a karban, that's for sure we're talking about male animals at least. So then, if that's the case, how is it possible that you're allowed to buy male animals from gaim? So Amrav Kana, holu machkishin ubasar, bebasar, because it would debilitate the flesh. In other words, a guy would not use a male animal for roveya because it debilitates the animal in some way. And therefore, so now we've explained why it is that you can buy a female animal from Gaim because there's no concern for Revia, because he's not going to want to neuter his animal because he owns it. And you're allowed to buy a male animal from a guy because he's not going to want to debilitate his animal. And this is only because it's his animal, as opposed to the Mishnah Chav Beis Amud Aleph, where it says that you're not allowed to keep your animal in the inn of a guy. Why is it? Because he's not concerned about the animal anymore, right? It's not his animal. He's not concerned about neutering the animal, and he's not concerned about debilitating the animal. So says the Gemara, wait a second, Elohad Detanya. What about that which we learned in the Braisa? The Braisa says, Lochen behema meirosh, you're allowed to take, you're allowed to buy an animal from their shepherds, meaning from a guy, you're allowed to obtain a behema from a shepherd, and to use that animal as a carbon. So why is that? Why does the Braisa say that you're allowed to do that? Leichesh dum revala. Why don't you have to be concerned that the shepherd used it for revia? Remember, the shepherd is shepherding around animals that are not his own animals. They're some other people's animals. So how can you use an animal that you obtain from a shepherd as a carbon? Shouldn't you be concerned that he used it for revia? So says the Gemara, no. Roa shalahan misyari mishum hefzitzchar. Their shepherds, a Gaish's shepherd, is not going to use any animal that he's entrusted with for revia. Why not? Because he's misyari, he's fearful, he's scared, mishum hefzitzchar, because of a loss of money. Why is he scared? Because he's nervous that if people realize that he used their animals for revia, let's say if it's a female animal, they'll notice that the animal is neutered, or they notice that if it's a male animal, they notice that the animal is all debilitated now. So he's not going to do anything. He knows that his parnasa is going to be on the line. Okay, so that's how we explain the braisa. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara says, wait a second, Elohada Tanya, but what about the braisa that says, Ein Moshin Behema L'Ro Shalahen? The braisa says, you're not allowed to give an animal, a behema, to their shepherds, to a guy who's a shepherd. Well, I don't get it. Why does the braisa say you're not allowed to do that? Why didn't I say that similarly, there should be no problem with entrusting an animal by a roa, by a gaisha roa, because we would say that the shepherd is nervous, he's scared that he's going to lose his money, he's going to lose his parnasa. And that's why he's not going to want to do anything with it. So what's the issue with entrusting your animal with a roeh? So the Gemara says, no, you don't understand. Inu the yadi bahadadi mirtasi. They who know about each other, they are scared. Anan de lo yadinan bahu lo mirtasi. But we who do not know about them, they are not going to be scared. In other words, when you have people who are in their community, in their hood, so to speak, and they know what's going on and who's doing what with what, so they'll chap if this shepherd was doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing with their animal. But we're not enough around. We don't see exactly the goings and comings, what exactly he's up to, what people are doing, and so we're not going to really chap. And therefore, he's not going to be nervous if it's our animal. So he'll feel that he can get away with it because we're not going to really pick up on the fact that he did anything with the animal. Alternatively, there's another explanation that Rashi gives is that. When you live in their neighborhood around them, so then there's a constant traffic of the violence. Everyone sees what you're doing, and so then there's actually concern, and he'll be scared that his parnassa is going to be aligned because people might pick up on the fact that he's been doing stuff with their animal. But we don't really chop what's going on. We're not living in that community, and therefore we're not going to pick up on anything, and he's not going to have the same nervousness. He's not going to be scared to do anything with the animal. And that's why you're not allowed to entrust an animal with a shepherd, with a guy who's a shepherd. And in fact, Rabba said, Hainu darmi inshi, that's what people say, Machtava galala baza, ragla b'chare yada. Machtava is like a stylus. That galala rashi means that's like marble. Baza means it cracks, it cuts. In other words, a stylus can be used to crack, to cut through marble. And therefore, marble knows to be scared of a stylus because the marble realizes what his friend is capable of. So similarly, ragla b'chavri yada, ragla like a no good nick. There are a couple different explanations for this, but either way, one no good nick knows his friend. One person who's dishonest knows his friend. One person who's up to no good knows his other partner in doing no good. And therefore, when you have people who live in their community, that's the idea that they can chap what each other is up to, what you're doing. But we don't live in that world, and so therefore we're not going to really realize what the guy was up to. Okay, so now, where does this leave us? We started off with a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah seems to say you're not allowed to entrust an animal with Gaim, because we're nervous that they're going to use it for Riyah. On the other hand, the Braisa, the Tosefta, in the second Berakah of Avodah Zarah, tells us that you're allowed to buy animals from a guy for a car to be used as a carbon. And there's no concern that he used it for Riyah. Why not? So we have the answer from Rav, quote of B'Shem Rav, that the answer is that when it comes to Nakeva, he's not going to do anything with the animal because it's going to neuter it. Now, what about Zacharim? Zacharim, he's also not going to do anything with his own animal because it debilitates the animal. The Braisa says, you're allowed to buy animals, you're allowed to obtain animals for karbanos from a roa, from a guy sharoa. How can you do that? Why aren't we nervous that they're going to use it for a via if it's not the shepherd's personal animal? The answer is because the roa is nervous that people are going to chap that he used their animals for a via, and there's going to be hefset zachar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, so then why do we say that you're not allowed to entrust an animal with a guy sharoa? What's the issue? Shouldn't they be nervous about hefset zachar? The answer is they're nervous about hefset zachar when it's other guyan who can realize what they're up to. But they're not nervous about hefset zachar when it's a Jew who's entrusting, and we're not going to really realize what they've done with the animal. Okay, so now says the Gemara, if that's the case, zacharim minakevos lo nizven dechashina zema merava le elva. Well, then wait a second. I can understand everything we said until now is that when you're buying something from a non-Jew who's a male, if you're buying a female animal from a non-Jew or buying a male animal from a non-Jewish male, but what about buying a male animal from a female non-Jew? If that's the case, zachar min hakevos lo nizven. We shouldn't be allowed to buy male animals from female goyim. Why? Shouldn't we be concerned that she will use the animal for Revia and herself? And there, if she's using the animal for Revia, then there's no issue. There's not going to be any concern of neutering the animal. There's also not going to be any concern about debilitating the animal. So says the Gemara, Kivin de Migraba Mirtasa. No, because the animal gets excited around her, she's going to be scared. In other words, she's going to be nervous that people are going to chop what she's been doing with the animal, because every time the animal sees her, the animal's jumping around, getting excited. Okay, so Ella Hadatan Rav Yosef, but what about what Rav Yosef taught? He taught us that Armalta, Lo Tarbi Kava, an almana, a widow, should not raise a dog, shouldn't have a dog. Vlo Tishri Barbara, Gushpizan, she shouldn't host, she shouldn't have a young Talmud Chacham living in her neck of the woods, in her neighborhood. Unclear, it's a big discussion what Ushpiz exactly means over here, but the point is that in her neighborhood, in her close vicinity, so you shouldn't have that. Why not? So the Gemara says, Bishlam Barbe Rav Tzanila. I can understand why we don't want Barbe Rav to be living together in her vicinity, because if they do anything together, if the Amana lives together with the young rabbi, so there, it'll be closed, it'll be tzania, it'll be private, and everything will be kept hush-hush. And so that's why it's not a good idea. Elakalva, kivin mikrabat mirtza. What would be the issue with an almana having a dog? Because we're nervous that she's going to use the dog for revia. But wait a second, why would she use the animal for revia? If what you're saying is correct, that every time the animal is around the woman who engaged the animal for revia, so... And now the animal gets excited around her, so she wouldn't do anything with it. So why would Rav Yosef tell us that Amana can't have a dog? So says the Gemara, Kivin the Kishad Yalei Umtza, Umasra Chabasra, Mimra Ariyin Shi Yahai Demetra Chabasra, Mishum Umtza to Kambesra. What does this mean? Let's go slow. Kivin the Kishad Yalei Umtza, because when she throws a piece of meat to the dog, Umashach Abasra, now starts jumping around her, starts clinging to her, because it's excited about the food that she's giving it. Meimar Amri Inshi. So people will just say, Hai Dimishach Abasra, this, that the animal is clinging after her, Mishum Umtzidakam Masrach. It's only because of the piece of meat that it's clinging to her. In other words, she'll be able to cover it up. It won't be so obvious that she did anything with the animal, because she could cover herself up by tossing meat, that the people will be able to see that even if the animal is jumping around her, it's only because of the food that she gives the animal. Okay, now, says the Gemara, Nekevus Eitzel Nekevus my time alone Yachtinen. So we've explained so far why it is that for a male, for a non-Jewish male, you're not allowed to buy a carbon from the male, if it's a male animal or a female animal. So what about, and now we've talked about buying a male animal from a female non-Jew. But what about buying female animals from female non-Jews? Nekevus Itzel Nekevus Maitamalam Yachtinen. So I apologize. Why aren't you allowed to keep your animal? Right? The Mishnah tells us unequivocally that you're not allowed to keep your animal by the inn of Ovid Kochavim, no matter who the Ovid Kochavim is, whether it's Jew, whether it's a male non-Jew or a female non-Jew. So why can't you entrust your animal? Why can't you keep it alone together with this female woman? What's the issue there? So, says the Gemara. Now, interestingly, Rashi doesn't learn the Mishnah quite the way that we did. Rashi's understanding is that, how do I know that you're not allowed to entrust a female animal by a female non-Jew? Because there's a brayso in the first parak where we discuss this point. He doesn't quite learn this Mishnah on Chafes to say that it's an unequivocal Mishnah. But either way, the point is like this. We already know that you're not allowed to entrust, you're not allowed to keep your animal, a female animal, alone together with a female non-Jew. The question is, why not? Because, I'll tell you why. Because if you entrust your female animal with a non-Jewish woman, well, often there are the Goyim, there will be a Goyish male who is Mitsuyin Eitzel Neshech Avrein, who frequents the wives of his friend. They hang out together. And sometimes she won't be around to hang out with. And so therefore, what's he going to do? Well, if you dropped off your female animal by this woman's house, and so he will find an animal instead in her house, an animal that you dropped off, and he will use it for a via. So that's the answer. Same alternatively, even if he does find her, Nami Rova, he's still going to do revia with the animal. Why? Why would he prefer to do revia with an animal than be together with his friend's wife? Damar, as Mar taught us, Chaviva Alein Behemten Shal Yisrael Yosem and Shosein, the animals of Jews are more chaviv, are more beloved to Gaim than their own wives. Damar Yochanan, as Rav Yochanan said, B'shah Sheba Nachash Al Chava Hitel Bazuma. At the moment that the Nachash Habia together with Chava, Hitl Bazuma. He injected a Zuama, like a Shmutz, a filth, into her. And when the Nachash did that, that apparently aroused this Taiva in Gaim to have a desire to live together with animals. So, Ihachi Yisrael Namis. Wait a second, if you're telling me that Gaim prefer that, if the Nachash injected Chava with the Zuman, with regards to that Zuman, that is the Taiva for animals, so what about the Jews also? We all descended from Chava, so why don't Jews have that Taiva to live together with animals? The answer is Yisrael Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, because when the Jews, when they stood by Har Sinai, Pascha Zuhamasan, that filth, that Shmutz that Chava was injected with, it was passed on from generation to generation, well, that Zuma ceased. Why did it cease? So Rashi tells us, because we know that everybody was healed at Har Sinai from any mum that they had. And so one kind of a mum was this injection of Zuama. Well, Gaim, who did not stand by Har Sinai, lo paska Zuamasan, that filth, that shmutz, did not cease. And so therefore, their taiva for animals still remains. Okay, so what do we say in this Gemara? What we said is that there was a steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah, an appearance here, the Mishnah seems to say you're not allowed to entrust an animal with a guy because you're not allowed to keep it alone in their inns because we're nervous that they're going to use it for a via. How could you buy animals from Gaim? Shouldn't there be concern? And to use for karbanos, shouldn't there be concern that they use it for a via? So we have Rav's answer that, well, no, if it's a female animal you're buying from a male guy, then there's no concern because he's not going to want to have neutered his animal. Okay, but what about Zucharim? So explain Zucharim, they're also a male guy is not going to use a male animal for a via because it debilitates the animal. Ultimately, we said, okay, so what about Zucharim buying, what about Zucharim from the Kevos? You shouldn't be allowed to buy Zucharim from the Kevos because if you buy Zucharim from the Kevos, there should be concern that they use it for a via. And says, no, she's not going to want people to chop that she used the animal for a via. Okay, so what about Nekevos with Nekevos? Why is it that you're not allowed to entrust female animals with a female guy? And so that's what we explained, is that no, it's because Gaim, even if this woman, you entrust it with a woman, fact is that someone, her friend, her husband's friend is going to be over, and instead of being together with her, the friend, the male friend, is going to live together with the animal. Okay.